Happy Saturday! It's the final day of June, and I'm your host, Austin Fast. Welcome to a very special Bristol Bay Weekend Fisheries Report. Coming up this afternoon, the Wood River hit 1.1 million in escapement, meaning the special harvest district there opens to set-net gear at 6 o'clock tonight. I talked with Tim Sands, who sees good things in the Nooshigak.
Well, you know, we had a lull, and now there's more fish coming.
And we have a very special musical guest here in the KDLG studio, Dillingham songstress Teresa Duncan.
If ever someone needs help and hand, word of mouth spreads and together we band. And if ever you should feel blue, you know who's the one to spill your guts to. Yeah, in this small town, you know, the talk runs wild. Everybody's watching because you're everybody's child. Company's coming when the kings are running and life is right.
That's all coming up on this special weekend edition of the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report.
The Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is brought to you by the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association. Ensuring long-term growth is the world's greatest salmon fishery through investment in Bristol Bay science, infrastructure, marketing, and quality. The Bristol Bay RSDA, we're on board with you.
And now, let's get to the numbers. Friday's total catch across the five districts was 499,000 sockeye. The bulk of that was caught in the Nooshigak District, 374,000 fish, which was a bump up from Thursday. Season total red catch for the Nooshigak stands at 4.3 million. And now for the Nooshigak escapement. First on the agenda, Chinook. 1,700 kings passed the Portage Creek sonar yesterday, bringing the season total to 62,000. Red escapement logged 16,600 on Friday for a season total of 165,500. 8,800 chum made it up the Nooshigak, bringing the season total to 333,400. Over at the Wood River Counting Tower, they spotted 147,000 sockeye yesterday and another 14,200 before 6 a.m. this morning. That puts the season total at 1.13 million. Over at the Agushik Tower, they're now a week into counting. Yesterday, it saw 14,300 reds with another 3,900 before 6 a.m. today. That brings the cumulative total to 30,500. Total run to the Nooshigak District now stands at 5.6 million out of a preseason estimate of 21.8 million. Still a ways to go there. Things picked up in Igigik on Friday, where fishermen landed 70,000 sockeye. That brings the season total to 387,000 fish. Igigik River escapement was 12,800 sockeye. Season total now 250,000. In river estimates stand at 50,000. Add all that up, and the total run to Igigik District so far is 687,000 out of a preseason forecast of 9.1 million. Naknak Kwejek fell back on Friday to just 11,000 reds. Season total now sits at 102,100. Daily escapement for Naknak Kwejek bumped up to nearly 44,000. Yesterday, area management biologist Travis Ellison told our Avery Lill that effort remains low, and he hopes overescapement wouldn't become a concern. We'll definitely keep an eye on it. Breaking Naknak Kwejek escapement down by river, most of the fish came from the Naknak River, 42,000. The Kwejek River reported 1,200 fish escaped, and we got our first escapement of the year from the Alagnak River yesterday, 456 fish. Total escapement for Naknak Kwejek is 134,000. The total run over there now stands at 236,000 out of a preseason forecast of 16.6 million. Ugashik tripled its catch from Thursday to haul in 44,000 sockeye on Friday. That puts the season total at 81,700. On yesterday's third day of counting at the Ugashik Tower, it posted an escapement of 1,362 reds. Season cumulative there is pushing 2,600. In-river estimates are 10,000. That all brings Ugashik's total run so far to 94,200 out of a preseason forecast of 2.9 million. Once again, over in Togiak, there were very few people fishing on Friday, so Fish and Game is keeping those numbers confidential. Season total for Togiak stands at 2,105 sockeye. The Togiak River section only closed on Wednesday for regular king conservation. Per regulation, they'll open that section back up again on Monday morning, with extended hours until 9 p.m. next Saturday. Pulling back to take in the whole bay, total harvest was nearly a half million yesterday. That takes our season total to 4.9 million. Escapement across all five districts was 236,000 for a season total of 1.7 million. Adding in our in-river estimates puts 2018's total run at 6.7 million so far out of that enormous preseason forecast of 51.28 million. Changing gears now, here's your latest numbers on sockeye per drift boat deliveries across Bristol Bay. Ugashik was the clear winner for the second day in a row. They averaged 1,038 sockeye per delivery. Nooshigak was a distant second with 300 fish per drift delivery. Igigik pushed up from Thursday to reach 208 sockeye per drift delivery on Friday. Naknak Kwijak fell back to 49 reds per delivery, and Togiak brought in 166. Let's move right along now to vessel registration. Here are those numbers as of 9 o'clock Saturday morning. Igigik keeps climbing. We currently have 359 permits registered on 292 vessels, 67 D-boats. In 48 hours' time, Igigik will add 21 permits on 16 boats. For Ugashik, right now there are 54 permits on 43 boats. That means 11 D-boats over there. In 2 days' time, we'll add 26 permits on 12 more boats, adding 4 D-boats into the mix. For Naknak Kwijak, 147 permits on 131 vessels, with 16 of those doubled up. Naknak Kwijak will add 19 permits on 18 vessels in 48 hours' time. Looks like Nooshigak registrations have stabilized. Right now, permits stand at 1,023 on 764 vessels. That includes 259 D-boats. By Monday morning, just one more permit on one boat is heading out to the Noosh. In Togiak, we have 28 permits on 28 boats. Those numbers are going to remain stable, at least through Monday morning. Looking back, we've climbed to a grand total of 1,611 permits on 1,257 vessels across all five districts as of Saturday morning. That includes 353 D-boats. By Monday morning, we'll push up to 1,668 permits on 1,304 boats, with 363 of those being doubled up. And that's your daily run summary for Saturday, June 30th, based on tallies of the Friday catch and escapement. Moving south to the Port Muller test fishery, they're waiting for the next stock composition analysis to come back any minute now. Unfortunately, we didn't have those numbers in time to get them on air, but we'll let you know tomorrow. Here's Friday's raw count by station. After a week off from fishing station 2, which is the closest inshore, on Friday they caught no fish in the 4.5-inch mesh and 3 fish in the 5 1/8-inch mesh. At station 4, none in the 4.5, 1 in the 5 1/8. Station 6, just 7 in the 4.5 and 10 in the 5 1/8. That's dropping from 69 fish Thursday to just 17 total on Friday. At station 8, there are 5 in the 4.5 and 1 in the 5 1/8. Station 10 saw 1 in the 4.5 and 6 in the 5 1/8. Station 12 had 3 in the 4.5 and 3 in the 5 1/8. Station 14 caught 12 in the 4.5 and 11 in the 5 1/8. And finally, at station 16, they caught 3 in the 4.5-inch mesh and none in the 5 1/8. For Friday, the grand total is 31 fish in the 4.5-inch mesh. The total for the 5 1/8-inch mesh stood at 35. Mean daily catch index for Friday was 19 for stations 2 through 10, dropping back down after two big days. It stood at 36 on Thursday, 48 on Wednesday, and 25 on Tuesday. This is the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report on KDLG. We'll be back in a moment.
Support for the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report comes from Deep Sea Fisheries Incorporated, working to provide top quality Alaskan seafood with a commitment to sustainable sourcing. Serving Bristol Bay salmon fishermen with the Big Creek Fisheries Shore Plant since 2008. More at deepseafisheries.com.
Welcome back. Again, we're glad you've tuned in for this weekend version of our Bristol Bay Fisheries Report. The Nooshagak District saw a million-plus sockeye harvest on Tuesday for just the third time in this fishery's history since 1884. Since then, it's fallen into a lull, but area management biologist Tim Sands sees positive things in the Noosh's future.
I just got some rumors that there's better fishing today.
Oh, that's good.
I don't have all the catch reports from yesterday in yet, so I don't know what the catch was yesterday. But I think it was a little bit better than the day before.
And what's the reason for that? Any idea?
Well, you know, we had a lull, and now there's more fish coming.
All right, so they're just moving in now. We did see at Port Muller there was a big push, it looked like, in the inshore stations. Do you think that means more fish are going toward the west side, or we have to just wait and see till those compositions come in?
You know, inshore stations tend to be more east side fish, but there's a mix everywhere, so.
Mm-hmm. So remains to be seen then.
Yep.
All right, Tim, well, thank you. I appreciate it. And now let's turn away from fish numbers to fish tunes. We are so thrilled to have a very special musical guest with us today. Dillingham's own singer-songwriter, Teresa Duncan, is live in the studio. Welcome, Teresa.
Thank you, Austin. I'm proud to be here. I've always been a supporter of KDLG and public radio. Honored to be asked.
And we're so glad you took some time out of your Saturday afternoon to join all the fishermen out on the water, all the people across Bristol Bay who are listening to the Fisheries Report. So Teresa is a retired school teacher from here in Dillingham. She is also a singer-songwriter who composes her own songs. First up, we're going to hear her live performance of Alaskans Like to Smoke, Smoke, Smoke Their Salmon.
Kind of a long title, but it's still a work in progress. Alaskans like to smoke, 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 smoke their salmon. Even if there were no moose or caribou, there'd be no famine. Summertime is filled with work, 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 busy freezing and canning. Alaskans like to smoke, smoke, 3 days smoke their salmon. Looking forward to the long sunsets and the boat in the water. Nets are mended and pure ropes are knotted and sure engines humming with a steady purr. Looking out across Bristol Bay sets our spirits to laughing. When the tide rolls on in with the wind as its friend, we smile and catch wild salmon. Alaskans like to smoke, 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 smoke their salmon. Even if there were no moose or caribou, there'd be no famine. Summertime is filled with work, 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 busy freezing and canning. Alaskans like to smoke, smoke, 3 days smoke their salmon. Bristol Bay has the world's best kings, crowning us with their glory. Fishing boats bring in reds, canneries seal the dead. Spawners make it to the riverbed. Sockeyes travel to the marketplace, and the whole world is clapping. So keep the waters as pure and the fish run secure, so we can share our salmon. Alaskans like to smoke, smoke, 3 days smoke their salmon. Even if there were no moose or caribou, there'd be no famine. Summertime is filled with work, 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 busy freezing and canning. Alaskans like to smoke, 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 smoke their salmon. Alaskans like to smoke, 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 and eat smoked salmon.
Wow, thank you, Teresa. That's Teresa Duncan here on the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report performing Alaskans Like to Smoke, Smoke, Smoke Their Salmon. Thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate that.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
So you are a fixture here in Dillingham. You've been here for several years. But let's take it back to the past. What are some of your earliest memories around music, and why did you get started? What drew you to music? Sorry, I just threw a million questions at you at once, but I'm interested to see how you got started.
So my first musical experience was I grew up in Big Piney, Wyoming, and we happened to have an incredible stage band musician that took a job in Big Piney, Wyoming, and he got me interested in playing saxophone. Actually, I was going to play the flute, and my big brother said, "You play that sissy instrument and I'll kick your butt." So I chose the saxophone, and no regrets. So I learned how to play the saxophone early on and got a wonderful saxophone used from a just happened to be an incredible instrument that plays beautifully, and I didn't realize it was such a good instrument until I played other ones. But I played stage band and played that saxophone throughout high school, did a little choir, and just embraced music, loved it.
Right, and now we see you have a guitar. Well, I see you have a guitar here. The folks out listening on KDLG can hear your guitar. When did you move over into the guitar?
After I got married, I always enjoyed singing, but it's pretty hard to sing and play saxophone at the same time. I'd be pretty
just
pretty
a bit.
Talented.
You'd be a virtuoso if you could do that. I would be super impressed.
Yes, it would be impressive. So, since I love to sing, my husband bought me a guitar, and when we first got married, so that was back in 1985 or so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And since then, so when did you learned how to play a guitar, when did you move over into writing songs?
Oh, I've always written songs. I've got things that I've written. I always love to do poetry, and I always like to put my poetry to music, so junior high. But when I finally started putting it together with guitar tunes was probably, I don't know, maybe 20 years ago. I started putting more on paper. And what I found, which is really odd, which I'll throw a plug in for piano, what I found was that I could compose on the piano much easier than on the guitar. For some reason, it made more sense, and I'm not a great piano player, but that just musically makes more sense.
It works for you for some reason. Well, could you walk us through what is your process then? You said on piano you write songs better, but what's kind of your thought process as you're writing a new song?
Typically, my songs come to me when I'm walking. I like to walk, as many of you have seen me around town. I advocate for that, so get out there and exercise.
And we have a great footpath here in Dillingham.
Oh, great path.
For that.
Great path. So what I typically do is when I'm walking, it's a song usually comes to me in the form of usually whistling. So usually I whistle a tune for a while, and then I think, gee, is that my tune or am I whistling somebody else's tune? And then when I realize it's my own tune, then I put some words to it. And then from there, I can usually musically hear it, but I don't know what the chords are. That's where the piano comes in, is that I could go to the piano then and find the chords easier than the guitar because it just makes more sense to me.
There you go. All right. Well, let's hear another song from you. This is a never-before-performed song. So this is a fresh one just for the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report. We feel so honored.
And I'm a little nervous.
You're going to be just fine. So this is Fishing in Alaska by Teresa Duncan on KDLG Public Radio.
I'll preface it a little bit. It's a song, a story song. So it's a he said, she said, and they said. So the first verse is he said, and so it'll make more sense if you know that. Fishing in Alaska. Fishing in Alaska. Happy, oh happy day, he said. I just found me a fisherman match. Oh lucky me, she thinks that I'm the good catch. Oh happy me, oh happy day. We're sailing out into Bristol Bay. We're gonna catch that salmon, pull him in our boat. Hope not to get so many that we can't float. We're pulled out with the tide, pushed in by the wind, filling up our fish totes again and again. She said, I just found me a fisherman to love. He fits me like a sealskin glove. Oh, happy me, oh, happy day. We'll make our home in Bristol Bay. We're gonna raise some children, teach them to survive. Hunt and trap and harvest fowl, subsist to stay alive. We'll get turned by the tide, blown by the wind. have to set our anchors again and again. They said we've just morphed into a fisherman's life. We'll ride the waves as man and wife. Oh, happy day, oh, happy day. We become one with Bristol Bay. We're gonna work for the salmon, stay alert and keen, educate and advocate for waters that stay clean. We'll harbor strength from the tide, path from the wind, fight to protect her again and again. Be gone, pebble mine advocates. Fishing in Alaska. Fishing in Alaska. Happy, oh, happy, happy.
Wow, thank you, Teresa. That was the worldwide premiere of Fishing in Alaska, a never-before-performed song written by Dillingham's own Teresa Duncan.
And there it was.
It was right there. You guys heard it live over the airwaves of KDLG. Let's talk a little bit more about musicians here in Bristol Bay. Do you have any tips for people who are in, you know, maybe kids in the area coming up? Any tips for them who are aspiring to be a songwriter or a musician?
Absolutely. I think the first step is piano lessons. That's such a foundation for all music. Well, obviously the first step is just to love music and sing and play and listen to music and just open up your heart to all the different sounds. But I've always said everybody has a musical instrument, because just about everybody can learn how to whistle. And if you can whistle, you can whistle along and just learn how to love music. But if you have the means to, learn the piano. The piano is such a foundation for everything. Oh. And write poetry. Write poetry and put it to music. There you have a song.
Great tips from Teresa Duncan. What about performance jitters? Does that ever happen to you?
Totally. I was nervous on my way in here today.
Well, you've been doing great so far.
I think it's normal to have the jitters, just because you just never know what mistakes you're going to make. But for me, I try to think about that most people are not going to hear the mistakes that you make, and the ones that do hear the mistakes are not thinking condemning thoughts. They're just thinking, oh, she made a mistake. And
it's not the end of the world.
Just kind of lighten up about it. You know, it's all, music is all for fun, and music is such a wonderful, fun culture that everybody enjoys, that of course you're going to make mistakes, but so what?
I mean, everyone makes mistakes. That's part of the beauty of life.
Absolutely.
What a great outlook you have there. Okay, well, let's get to your final song for today, which is the Dillingham song, and talking about having a good time and taking things light. I mean, I heard this for the first time 2 weeks ago at the community potluck in the Dillingham Harbor and just loved it. So I'm really excited to hear it live again in the studio at KDLG. You heard it if you're listening to the beginning of the show. You heard a little preview, and here's the full song, the Dillingham song by Teresa Duncan.
I'm in Dillingham, that's where I am, and I like it here. I've got good friends, good music, good atmosphere. I'm happy, I'm healthy, I'm full of good cheer. In Dillingham, that's where I am this year. In the summertime, I like to camp and hike. I like to ride to the lake on my old bike, wave to my friends as they pass by, or stop and say hi. Talk about the berries and the price of flights, fish in the net and the long daylight, when companies are coming and the kings are running. Well, life is right if everyone needs a helping hand. Word of mouth spreads and together we band. And if ever someone feels blue,
You know who's the one to spill your guts to? Yeah, in the small town, you know the talk runs wild. Everybody's watching because you're everybody's child. Company's coming when the kings are running and life is right. In the winter time, I like lots of snow. I like skiing and riding my old snow go. My four-wheel drive gets me to town. The bumps slow me down. I shovel my drive, my roof, my deck. Without my shovel, I'd be inept. Company's not coming because the cold is numbing, but life is right. If ever someone needs a helping hand, word of mouth spreads and together we band. And if ever you should feel blue, you know who's the one not to spill your guts to. Yeah, in the small town, you know the talk runs wild. Everybody's watching because you're everybody's child. Company's coming when the kings are running and life is right. 'Cause I'm in Dillingham, that's where I am, and I like it here. I've got good friends, good music, good home. I'm happy, I'm healthy, I'm full of good cheer. In Dillingham, that's where I am this year.
And you've been listening to a special live musical performance by Teresa Duncan, and you are absolutely full of good cheer, as that song said. That was the Dillingham song, which you wrote, composed and wrote yourself.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us here on the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Austin. That was a treat for me, too.
All right. Stick with us. We'll be back after this break.
Support for KDLG is made possible by generous support from the Bristol Bay Fishermen's Association, advocating for fishermen, online at bristolbayfishermen.org.
And we have some late-breaking news for you now. Governor Walker's office has asked the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to suspend the environmental impact statement process for the proposed Pebble Mine. In a letter to the Army Corps on Friday, Walker and Lieutenant Governor Byron Mallott contend that Pebble Limited Partnership has yet to present a feasible and realistic project. In order for the Corps to fully consider alternatives in the draft EIS, they recommend a preliminary economic assessment at minimum, and preferably a pre-feasibility study. The letter was submitted on the final day of the EIS scoping period. Bristol Bay Economic Development Corporation CEO Norman Van Vactor called the decision fantastic. BBEDC has long opposed the mining project. He said in an interview with KDLG, quote, "I'm glad to see the governor and this administration and Byron Mallott step up and do it. I think it speaks to our concerns. It speaks to the fact that the Army Corps of Engineers seems to be rushing the whole permit process. There's just so many ongoing uncertainties about it. I hope and pray that the Army Corps of Engineers listens to the state," end quote. We reached out to the Pebble Limited Partnership, but they did not respond in time for this story. And now we have a few messages to the fleet out there on the water. Today's memo from Feldman to Captain Eric Mitby on the fishing vessel Orca is, "The Human Torch was denied a bank loan. Don't look at your mesh with, in quotations, rose-colored glasses." And the hashtags for today are hashtag the agency in all caps and hashtag Arty, also in all caps. We have another message. This one's for Andrew Valieris. I'm sorry if I butchered your name. And he is on the fishing vessel Jack of Hearts. This one comes from Connor. I'm also going to butcher this name, Chincada, from the Adirondack Mountains of New York. Connor says, "Wish you and the rest of the crew another great season. Lots of fish and white knuckles, guy." And one last message for the crew on Timmerman's Island. Ray Ray is bringing up the starter. All right, folks, those are all the messages for today, but please keep them coming. We want to get your message to your friends or your family members who are out fishing. You can email Avery, that's A-V-E-R-Y, at kdlg.org, or you can call us here at the station at 907-842-5281. You can get in touch with me at austin@kdlg.org. We want to hear your feedback and suggestions. But before we call it a wrap on this weekend Bristol Bay Fisheries Report, just a few housekeeping notes. We have a lovely Instagram account, and we're also on Facebook and Twitter. Search KDLG Public Radio for updates and great photos and videos between our fish reports and newscasts. I'd recommend watching our Facebook Live video from Wednesday if you want to take a peek inside our studios. And finally, your Marine Zone forecast for Bristol Bay. Today, we'll see a westerly wind at 20 knots, seas at 4 feet, areas of patchy fog. Tonight, though, that westerly wind will stay at 20 knots, the seas remain at 4 feet, and the patchy fog will still remain. For Sunday, westerly wind at 15 knots, seas drop down to 3 feet, patchy fog is still there on Sunday. And for Sunday night, we'll have a westerly wind at 15 knots, seas drop to 2 feet. That's all for tonight. I'm Austin Fast. Thank you, Izzy Ross in Naknek, for that news about the governor. Thank you also so much to our underwriters and the individuals who contribute financially to make this show possible. We could not do it without you. And just one more thank you to Teresa Duncan for making this show extra special with her live fish tunes today. Thank you so much. And whether you're on land or on sea, stay safe, enjoy the sun, or at least it was sunny when I wrote this, and meet KDLG News Director Avery Lill back here tomorrow at 1:30.